A verdict in the East Bohemian city of Hradec Králové left many women's rights activists and others puzzled and angry on Wednesday. In the culmination of a long legal battle, Hradec Králové Regional Court found the leader of a world-acclaimed girls' choir guilty of sexually abusing 40 of his charges, but handed down a 3-year suspended sentence, the legal equivalent of a slap on the wrist. Rob Cameron has more.
Choirmaster Bohumil Kulinski left Hradec Králové's regional court a free man on Wednesday, despite being found guilty of abusing 4 dozen members of his renowned Bambini di Praga choir. The 48-year-old Kulinski had worked with the choir, founded by his parents in 1973, since the age of 16. Under his guidance, it had built up an international reputation for excellence. But the court ruled that Kulinski's relationship with his charges went far beyond the professional. The choirmaster abused the underage female singers at choir outings, out-of-town rehearsals and foreign tours between 1984 and 2003. The court heard how Kulinski caressed the girls in frequent trips to the sauna and had full intercourse with choir members despite knowing they were underage. So many observers were surprised by the sentence handed down by Judge Miloslav Ježek, explained here by the court's spokesman Michal Strnad.
Podmíněný trest byl předsedou senátu.
Judge Ježek stated that a suspended sentence was justified because the offenses occurred a relatively long time ago, and also because the prosecution process itself has been sufficient punishment for the defendant.
Pro něj je dostatečným trestem, tedy pro obžalovaného.
Among those deeply shocked by the verdict was Michaela Marksová-Tominová, a leading feminist activist.
I haven't believed my own ears. The court actually said, yes, he was guilty. But actually, then the verdict was very strange. I don't understand it.
It seems that from the testimony of the girls that there was a degree of consent in what happened with Mr. Kulinski. Would you not agree there was some aspect of consent from the girls in this case?
Well, yes, I would. The problem is that he was actually there like a leader. He was a person who was supposed to take care of them if they went to some foreign trip, meaning he was the one who decided which one of the girls can take part in these trips and which one not. So I think it's sort of, you know, like blackmailing, and I think he first of all misused his unique position towards those girls.
What about the court's argument, the defense arguments that the choir had contributed to the Czech Republic's international image?
I find it really amazing, I must say, because it says, like, if you have done something special, then you are allowed to abuse girls.
Right, so it's not a convincing argument for you, then?
Not at all.
Bohumil Kulinski, whose 2 ex-wives are both former members of the choir, maintains his innocence and has appealed against the verdict, as has the state attorney.